This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and let's work together to solve some of the problems that you may be having. Before we do that, a few tips. If you have spirea, which is a summer flowering, low-growing plant, usually pink, white, lavender or purple flowers, grows in the shape of a mushroom cap, and you notice that it's done blooming, the flowers have all turned brown, get your head shears out and prune and remove all of the faded flowers. If you can do that, you will prevent the plant from making seed, and your spirea will be in full bloom in a three-week period. So get out there, prune your spirea, and it will rebloom. If you have Montauk daisy and it's starting to get tall, and you have some mums that made it through the winter, you should be cutting them back by a third to 50%, depending on how tall they are, right now. That way they don't get real tall. When they come into bloom, they flop over, and you lose the beautiful shape of a mound of flowers. They just split apart and lay down, and it looks terrible. So just take your pruners, chop it by a third to 50%, and then all of the pieces that you've cut off, strip off the leaves, dip them in rooting powder, and stick four or five pieces in a 4 or a 5 inch pot. Keep it wet, and they will root, and you'll have new Montauk daisies and new chrysanthemums. And if you have hydrangea and you're in an area where it's really hot and dry, start watering on every other day, every third day, really, really soaking it. And finally, raise your lawnmower blade as high as you can get it, because with this heat and lack of rain, if you keep the grass cut tall, it will stay green. If you keep it cut short, it's going to dry out and turn brown until the rain returns. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diane from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her tomatoes, and then another question about what to plant coming up here.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about the bases of my tomato plants, you know, the main stem coming up out of the ground. There's these little, like, protrusions on it. They're kind of tannish white, like little spikes. Then they go up about an inch and a half up the stem.
Oh, okay. You know what that is? That is a root. Tomato plants have the capability of producing roots on the stem. So what you want to do is to take a cultivator or a hoe and pull some of the soil around the plant and make a mound like an igloo. And once you cover that stem with soil, those little bumps will grow into a root, and that will help the tomato grow even quicker. It will help to ripen the fruit sooner, and it will be able to collect moisture to give you a better tasting and a larger tomato. So that's Mother Nature trying to help the plant out during the heat and the drought. So just mound soil, and you can come up like 6, 8, 10 inches, and you won't believe what will happen. That entire mound of soil will be full of roots that will grow in the mound and then down into the garden to make the plant grow better.
Oh, great. But should I, what if I used compost?
Yeah, you could use compost. Yeah, that would be even better because compost is very rich. It's nutritionally ready to go, and it will feed the plant, and it will work even better than just mounding soil around it.
Great. And then my second question is, what can I be planting now for future harvest?
Okay. What I do is, like, right now, the beans are beginning to come in, and some of them are about an inch long. And when I'm done harvesting the beans in the next 2 or 3 weeks, then I will plant a fall crop. If you have open spaces, you can plant heat-resistant greens, and that's kale. That will tolerate the heat. Collard greens will tolerate the heat. You can plant radishes by seed. You don't want to plant lettuce until the middle of August, and that will give you a fall crop. If you plant lettuce by seed now, and the weather continues to stay hot, it will make 4 or 5 leaves and then quickly begin to make flowers. And that's due to the heat. And the leaves that have formed will be very bitter tasting. So plant lettuce the middle to the end of August for September and October crops.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Paul. I love your show.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janice from Martha's Vineyard. She's got a question about her cherry tree.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Yes, thank you. I have a cherry tree that just looks like it's dying in the past 2 weeks. It looked fine before that. It bore a few cherries, but now the leaves are turning all yellow and falling off, and the tree looks like it's dying.
Okay. How old is the tree, Janice?
I would say less than 5 years old.
Okay. Did the leaves have like a mold on them, or did they just go from green to kind of shriveling and curling and then turning black?
No. No, they're just green to yellow and then falling off.
Green to yellow and falling off. Okay. What I want you to do, kneel down at the base of the trunk of the tree, and I want you to look for tiny holes that have been drilled in the trunk of the tree. It could be a borer.
Okay.
And look for the possibility of like a gelatin, kind of a syrupy color, like a maple syrup color,
mm-hmm.
that would be oozing out of the holes.
Okay.
And if you see that, that's telling you, whether it's the gelatin or the holes, that you have a borer. And what you need to do right now is to get a product called Tree and Shrub. It's made by Bayer Lawn and Garden. And you mix it according to the direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour it around the tree. You don't spray the foliage. You pour it on the ground. And it's so many ounces per inch of circumference, not the diameter, but the circumference. The tree will absorb it. It will kill the borer, and then feed it with a good organic food like tree tone or the turf trust to stimulate some new growth. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer beneficial microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer. Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
When roaches invade your home, don't turn to complicated, messy products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy one-touch applicator lets you dab small, precise doses in areas where roaches love to hide, leaving no odor or mess. It's just that easy. And Bayer Advanced Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches for up to 6 months or until bait is consumed. Home Pest Roach Killer Gel from Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. We are planning our trip this year, and we are going to stay in the good old USA. It's the 100th anniversary of the National Park System, and we have decided to visit the National Park, spending next 4th of July at Yellowstone National Park. There's going to be a lot to see. It's an 11-day trip, started in Rapid City. We're going to Custer State Park, where the big battle of Custer's Last Stand was. We will be traveling to Mount Rushmore, spending some quality time there, and also to see Crazy Horse Mountain, where they have carved the head of the Indian chief. We will be going to Deadwood National Park, which is an incredible place. The Badlands National Park. We're going to U-Cross Ranch. And this is a western ranch. And we will be going on a covered wagon trip and eat at a campfire in a circle of wagons. A buffalo safari. A town called Cody, which is the home of Buffalo Bill Cody and Calamity James, where they're buried, and also visiting a beautiful canyon called Spearfish, and that's where they filmed the movie Dancing with the Wolves. Then National Park, Grand Teton National Park, Jackson Hole, and then Salt Lake City. And this is going to be a great vacation. It's limited to 50 people. Now, we don't have the final prices because of the airlines. If you're interested, send me an email and I will put you on a priority list. And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. So pparent at roadrunner.com. And we should have a price, final price for the airlines in about a week or 10 days. And you'll be on that priority list and get first choice. Again, we can only take 50 people because we're not staying in hotels. We're staying in lodges in the national parks so that you really get the flavor. Log cabin type lodges that you will really enjoy. So if you have any interest, pparent at roadrunner.com, and the date is June 29th through July 9th of next year. So June 29th to July 9th. And I know this will be very special. We'll have everything up on the website as soon as we get the prices. Now, the problem is this, and I think it's stupid, but if we go to the airlines and we say we want 50 seats for those of you coming, they raise the price because we're taking 50 seats in the airline. So what we have to do is book each flight separate. And by booking each flight separate, you will save $200 to $300 per person for the airfare to go there. And that's a lot of money. But the airlines of today, they're greedy. And again, you want to buy 50 tickets. If you were going to go see a Red Sox game and you want to buy 50 tickets, they'd give you a discount. The airlines jack up the prices. So this is how we can beat them at their game.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Massachusetts, and he's got some pests in his yard that he needs help with.
Okay. Chris, I understand you got some bugs. Tell me what they look like, and we'll try and identify them for you.
Well, Paul, before I ask my question, I just want to give you gratitude on behalf of my family and I regarding the legislation. And we really appreciate that information. And the question, I have had some groundhogs in my garden, or one of them in particular, well-fed, and squirrels. And the lettuce we pretty well wrote off because we didn't want to eat it after it had been touched by something in the rodent class, like a groundhog or a squirrel. But I wonder about the kale. Is that, and the cabbages, are they safe to eat if they're cooked, if they've been, you know, eaten and nibbled at by a groundhog? What's your gut take on that, sir?
What I do is this. If you're growing leaf lettuce is a very unusual plant because it will continue to produce foliage until it gets really, really hot. And what I do when I grow leaf lettuce, I'll plant like maybe 7 or 8 feet, and I wait a week or 10 days, and I do another 7 or 8 feet, because my garden is 25 feet wide. So I try and do it in sections so that it doesn't all come in at the same time. And what I do, when the lettuce is about 3 inches in height, I take my scissors and I will cut enough lettuce to eat for that night or maybe 2 nights, and I leave a 1-inch stump. Oh. And I feed it with something like the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, and within a couple of weeks, That little stump has got all kinds of brand new foliage on it. And that way you don't have to worry about getting any germs or anything from rodents that may be in your garden.
Good to know. So what about just, the kale and the other things, too? Can they cook? They're safe. If I cook them, I can pull off the affected leaves, the ones that have been chewed on, and probably have some good food left there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and see, kale's the same thing. If you cut off the leaves, they will continue to produce. And last year, I planted kale. This year, I planted other things because I try and rotate and grow different crops. But I kept picking the kale all year, and I had kale in my garden until Christmas.
Oh, that's wonderful. In Maine?
In Maine.
Wow.
And when it got cold, the kale tasted even better.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. And the cabbages, I can work with that, too, even if they get nibbled at the outer leaves.
Yeah, I had a real problem with woodchucks this year. We've been here for over 24 years and put in the first broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, and the next morning they're all gone.
Oh, my God, they know what's good for them.
Yeah, so I bought all new plants, put them all back in, put some animal repellent, and they grew to be about 18 inches tall, and the animal repellent will wear off after a while, and I forgot to reapply it.
We and use blood mill, too.
Yeah. And the son of a gun came back, and in 3 days, gone. So
oh, my God.
I bought a have-a-heart trap, a big one, bought a piece of broccoli, put some peanut butter in it, set it where my cold weather crops were, and the next day I got a woodchuck in there. So I took him for a ride about, I don't know, 6-7 miles into a really wooded area so that it wouldn't affect anybody else's garden. And I let him go. And the following day, a neighbor said, last night we were walking to get a little exercise, and we saw a woodchuck go from across your street into your garden. So I set the trap, and I caught a second one, a lot smaller.
Wow.
And I took him for a ride, but in a different direction. But in the meantime, this will be the first year in 20-plus years that I don't have fresh broccoli, cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts that I really, really love, because they just ate it right to the ground twice, and there was nothing I could do.
We have Brussels, too, but if they can get by the master gardener I'm talking to right now, I know they can get by us. Thank you so much, sir.
I thank you, and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if you need some help and you're as frustrated as a lot of us are with the heat, with the weather, and remember, if your tomatoes are really growing now, when the temperatures exceed 90, which they have, in where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, 3 times this past week, any blossoms on your tomato plant will abort, or a lot of them will. So you're going to see a lot of nice early tomatoes on your plant, and then you're going to get a gap, and you're going to say, what the heck happened here? When temperatures exceed 90, the blossoms on tomatoes abort, and you won't get any fruit. If they don't abort, then you're going to get a misshapen tomato with scars, bumps, and all kinds of things on it. They're still good, but just so that you know. Don't panic. Everything will be fine. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from New Hampshire. He's got a Browning tree that he wants some help with.
Phil, good morning. What's happening to your tree, and what kind of a tree is it?
Okay, it's a conifer. It's up a it's like a Christmas tree. And this is a brand new one, about maybe 2-3 months old. And it was installed by a professional gardener company. And anyway, what's happened, it was doing beautifully. There's just one small area, Paul, and the the shoots coming out have turned brown, and I don't see it anywhere else, not on the top, going on the circumference around the tree, back the other way to the backside, and I don't see any other indication of this happening. I just don't know what caused it. I'm going to call them back anyway, but I just thought, have you seen this before?
I think what it may be is in the spring when the wholesale nursery dug the plant that went to the nursery where you purchased it. They dug it. They tied it up so that you wouldn't break any branches. And then they stacked them one on top of the other on the tractor trailer to ship it from the wholesale nursery to the retail nursery. Mm-hmm. And it's possible that either the damage occurred from the rope or from another root ball laying on top of that branch and probably cracking it, and the result is not showing until now. Now, if it's small, then you can just prune out the branch.
That's what I was wondering if I could do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the other branches around it will slowly fill in the hole, and in a year or two, you won't even know that it's there. But right. I would call the nursery, and that way you've got it on record that you have a problem. And
well, we had one before that was planted in that area, and we had them remove that whole tree completely. And what happened was whoever planted that one years ago left that metal basket around the whole bottom of it down in the ground. Mm-hmm. And we tried everything. We thought we had we had it sprayed. We were fighting that thing for about 3 years, and finally we just said no more. You know, we'll just money bad, more money on top of money, and so the plant itself now, overall, the thing looks beautiful except for just that one little area down there toward the about maybe a foot up off the ground there, and there's just a small area that's turned brown.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, do you have any dogs on your property that could have...
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then give them a call and let them know that you have a problem so that they can make a record of it.
Yes.
And that way, if that spot gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it happened during the warranty period. But I'm going to guess that it was either due to the tying of the branches together so that they could ship it, or another plant laid on top of the branches with the root ball, and that could have cracked a branch, and it's just beginning to show now.
I see. It looked beautiful when they first put it. I had them plant it and everything, too, you know. I didn't.
Right.
And it looked beautiful, you know, and it looked great here until this just happened probably within the last couple of weeks. So.
Okay. Well, call them up. Call them up and tell them, you know, when you get a chance, I want you to come over and take a look at the tree that you planted. I'm having a little bit of a problem, and I need you to steer me in the right direction. But
right.
To me,
okay.
if it doesn't get bigger, it sounds like it's something that happened in the shipping of the plant from the wholesale to the retail, and then the retail to your house when it was planted. So it was handled a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We'll contact them then. They're a very reputable company that does a lot of work. The initial starts with a B, so you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yes, okay. And I'm not blaming them or anything, but these things do happen, I guess. Thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. And
yeah, it's wonderful talking to you again. It's been 32 years now, so good talking to you. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. You know, if you're getting mosquitoes in the house and you're getting flies in your house, there's a great organic product called Shoo Fly. And Shoo Fly screen and surface. And you spray the screen on your back door, on your front door, and it will keep the flies out. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer. For weeks now, I've been telling you about Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Tick and Flea Control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And with the amount of humidity that we've had, you need to be aware that there's a possibility, a very good possibility, that some of the plants in your garden will develop powdery mildew. Lilacs, they tend to get it. X-berry azaleas tend to get it. Roses. All of your vine crops, cucumbers, melons, pumpkins, squash will get powdery mildew. And in the perennial bed, your tall growing summer flowering phlox will start to turn yellow at the base, turn brown, and then black. You get beautiful flower, but all the foliage is all dead. And bee balm is another one that will get this white film. So treat it. And there's a product made by BioSafe Disease Control that's all organic. And if you're getting that musty smell in your basement, Linwood Labs out of Massachusetts, they have a product called Shoe Mold, M-O-L-D. And you can spray your basement, furniture, your carpets, your drapes with it. It's all organic. It's all natural. And you can find it at True Value, Arbuchon, Ace, and other hardware stores. If you cannot find it and you want to get rid of that mustiness, call this phone number. 339-777-5109. Now, I'll tell you, my wife is allergic to mold and mildew, and our basement got to a point where you couldn't go down there. And she was getting shots for the allergies to the mold and the mildew. We started spraying the basement. The odor disappeared, and she no longer has to have medication on a weekly basis. So give them a call, and it will make you breathe better. The number is 339-777-5109. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Maine, and he's got a question about fruit trees.
David, how can we help you with your fruit trees today? What's happening?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Lovely rainy day up here in Sebago.
Yeah, it's just
the rain
started
that
here.
Needed for a long time.
Yes.
I have. We planted an apple orchard, and there's lichen on some of the trunks of the trees there. I think the diameter of the trees. Some of them are quite young. Inch in diameter to probably 5 inches in diameter. And I was wondering what to do about that. And also we have some of the leaves are curling both up and down. You know, they're curling in, and then they're curling, some of them are curling upwards. And,
right. Now, do you have irrigation for the fruit trees?
We've been watering them on probably a 7 to 10 day cycle.
Okay, so they've been able to get some moisture.
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, go about 3 feet away from your fruit tree, take a shovel, and cut a hole about the width of the shovel square, and lift up the sod and look at the soil and see how wet it is. And I think you're going to be
quite dry. Yes.
Yeah, I think what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get some water out there, because when you get the leaf curl, it's the tree curling the leaves to plug up some of the pores to stop that moisture loss, just like putting on a antiperspirant. So the best thing to do is, you know, hope that the rain that we're getting now continues to fall. The other thing is get a product called Soil Moist. Take a crowbar, jam it in the ground about 3 feet away from the plant in a triangular, and put a teaspoon a foot deep.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.